The central figure in the Torah portion of Vayeshev is Yosef, the son of Yaakov. The Torah relates that he was sold into slavery and eventually taken down to Egypt. While in Egypt, he was eventually thrown into prison. While in prison, revealed his superior qualities, and as a result of this, was appointed by the warden to be in charge of all of the other prisoners, to take care of their food, and so on. One day, Yosef noticed that two of the other prisoners seemed to be particularly depressed and upset, and he inquired as to the reason for this. They answered that they had had a dream that they had difficulty in finding an interpretation for, and Yosef interpreted the dream correctly for both of them. Long thereafter, when one of these prisoners was released and saw that Pare, the king of Egypt, had difficulty in interpreting a dream, this released prisoner told Pare that Yosef was able to interpret dreams. And Yosef was called out from prison, interpreted Pare's dream correctly, and was taken out of prison as a reward, and actually appointed the second in command to Pare. Having predicted an imminent famine, Pharaoh put Yosef in charge of all of the food, and as a result of his foresight and planning, he saved the entire world from starving to death by storing the food away, and eventually saved all the Egyptians and the Jewish people as well. One facet of this story is very puzzling. Yosef noticed that two of the prisoners were upset, and he inquired as to the reason for this. First of all, this doesn't seem to be any of the business of a person in charge of other prisoners. He has to take care of their food and their physical needs. But if some of them are depressed, he's not their psychiatrist. Why should he suddenly be involved in their mental well-being? Furthermore, why did he have to ask why they were upset? They were in prison. Of course they were depressed. Any normal person would be upset and depressed. And furthermore, even assuming there was some reason for their depression, Yosef had no idea whether he would be able to help or not. Nevertheless, we find that he did interest himself in their depression and actually inquired as to the reason for it. From this attitude of Yosef, we can derive a significant lesson in our daily lives. Yosef knew that every individual must always be in a joyous state. He must always be besimcha. By mere fact of his being created by God, knowing that the Creator continually brings the entire universe into existence, and that in essence he is kind, and although we might not see it, is doing everything for the benefit of the person. This knowledge itself should cause a person always to be in a state of joy and happiness. When Yosef saw these prisoners being depressed, he knew that there was something wrong. And the fact that it came to his attention, he took as a personal sign that he should try to do something about it. Because if it was shown to him, it must be with divine providence, and there must be something he could do to help. This, that they were in prison, is not a sufficient reason for them to be depressed and upset, Yosef thought. Because if they had true and a proper belief in the Creator, in God, this itself should have eased their pain and taken away their feeling of being upset, and given them an inner sense of joy and simcha, knowing that they are back on the path to a proper way of life. Should they not have thought this way, then Yosef knew it was his responsibility and his merit to be able to explain this to them and bring them out of their state of depression. And even though it wasn't his job specifically to take care of their mental well-being, and he had no idea whether he would be able to help, nevertheless, this was his responsibility to himself be besimcha, to be in a joyous state, and to bring other people out of their depressive state and also into a state of joy. And this is therefore the lesson for all of us, that we must ourselves always be sure to be in a state of simcha, in a state of joy, and to bring all that we come into contact with also elevate them to a state of joy. And in behaving in such a way, we will bring similar results to this that Yosef experienced. That what was the outcome of his interesting himself in the welfare of these two prisoners? As a result, he was able to help them by interpreting the dream. And he was able eventually to help himself, that as a result of his interest in them, he eventually also was released from prison. In addition, he became second in command to the entire kingdom of Egypt. And finally, as a result of his small question and an inquiry about why these two prisoners are upset, he was able to prevent famine in the land of Egypt, and thereby save the lives of the entire population of the entire world at that time.